cliffcentral.com. 360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
It is 360 Biz. My name is Debo Mafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. I wish you could see what is happening in studio here. I don't think we've never had the studio this packed, but I guess, you know what, today this is a day that we're indeed celebrating Y Generation. Unfortunately, today I'm alone in studio. My boy, Bulelani Bala, couldn't make it because of business commitments and the likes. But however, I do have guests. Maybe let me take this opportunity to actually bring in or welcome one of the guests that we actually had in studio. I don't know whether she's part of the furniture now or she's family. Boy, what are you though? Are you part of the furniture? Are you part of the family now? What's
happening? Part of the family.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. We've had the opportunity of having Boy on the show that we had on the 1st of February. And at the time, you were in Netherlands when we spoke to you, right?
Correct, yes.
Welcome back to the motherland. Welcome back
Thank
to...
Thank you.
At least good thing you're having a tiger print shirt, you know, so that, that you are indeed home. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are, what is that you do?
Yes, thank you. Hello. Yes, so my name is Boy Kati Rasmussen. I am the founder and CEO of Wybeka Youth Entrepreneurship Foundation. And we've just been, you know, going through our 12-week program where we're training young people to become entrepreneurs right here in South Africa in Maboneng. And today we have some of these young people here with us in studio, and they'll be chatting to Tebogo at some point as well about the businesses they've built during the program, as well as the experience with the program that we offer.
Yeah. Now, there must be somebody that obviously that might be listening today. They never got an opportunity to hear you last time when you were on the show. Maybe do you want to quickly tell us what is Wybeka?
So Wybeka itself is actually a non-profit organization.
Okay.
And so as an organization, we focus on empowering unemployed youth to sort of create their own opportunities through enterprise creation, right? Mm. And we've created a 12-week program, which is pretty much a step-by-step guide, you know, of how to start your own business, you know, starting with the idea stage and really going out there to do a lot of research to understand the full context of your idea so that you're building, you know, a business that is actually validated and viable. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we do.
Okay, what age groups are you looking at, or do you empower? I mean, I see young people different region, but guys, I'm sure, I mean, you guys look young though, you know. I wonder if when I was your age, I was running, but I started my business in high school. So what ages do you cover?
Yeah, so for us, we look specifically at 18 to 27. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 18 to 27 year olds.
Why 27? I mean, it's an even odd number, isn't it?
I know, but you know, I think the youth here, I categorize it 18 to 35. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for us, we really just wanted to work with young people. Within those age groups, 18 to 27.
Oh, so you don't have a reason. You just those are the numbers that just resonated with you. You just said, no, 18 to 27 feels good.
No, it wasn't like, you know, a guess or anything like that. No, we did talk about it. We did discuss it as the board of the foundation. And, you know, we kind of figured, I mean, there must be other opportunities for people who are a little older than 27.
Is it?
You know, yeah. So.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. it is the amazing voice of Boy. She's not in Netherlands this time. She's in South Africa, definitely joining us. Today, we're talking the powering of future and entrepreneurs, how to actually empower young people, for them to actually be shapeshifters, for them to be game changers. I mean, I'm sure they've got a lot of them that want to be the likes of us and do amazing things out there. Maybe let me take this opportunity to actually welcome them in studio, and we hear from some of them to say who they are and what is it that they do. Hi, guys, and welcome to Cliff Central and 360 Biz.
Thank you.
No, definitely. Where do we start? Ladies first?
Ladies first.
Oh, okay. Do you want to tell us who you are, what is it that you do, and say hi to people at home?
Good afternoon. I'm Nox Mgomizulu. I'm here with my business partner, David Modise. We are AfriRoots. We are a platform for tour guides and tour operators where they can list their activities on our site.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so we like the Airbnb of tourism activities.
Okay, listen to you, girl. Listen to you. Okay, and how long have you started the business?
We only started with the program, so it's been 12 weeks. Okay. And then every week we're just, you know, working towards polishing our businesses.
So you're still working on it?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. No, your partner must say hi as well.
Oh, hi, people. It's me, David Modise.
Okay.
So, yeah, as my partner said, actually, we've been doing this ever since the program has ever started.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually quite been an emotional roller coaster, because like stuff.
David, you're not going to be crying on us, right?
I'm going to try my best, you know. Like,
oh, okay, no, definitely, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Lerato Mahlaseri, and we are ShareCharge. ShareCharge is a micro to micro USB cable, so you can charge your share battery life. So I could charge my phone using another person's phone.
Okay. You came with that battery, right? We're going to put it to the test.
Yes, we can.
It's a cable. Oh, okay. No. We must see that. We can't be talking about ghosts here. We're talking about things that we want to see.
Yeah.
Okay. And your partner?
Oh, hi. I am Sandra, and my surname is Nkosi. I'm with Lerato, as she explained. Yeah, that's all. We also started on the 7th of Jan.
Okay.
And we've just been busy. We've been at it, and we're trying.
Oh, okay. Boy, is this the group that they're going to be pitching?
Yes, actually. And these are just some of the visit. We have 3 startups here today.
Mm-hmm.
But in the program, we actually have 10 at the moment. So on Saturday, on demo day, we're going to see pitches from all 10 businesses. Yes.
Okay. When you guys are pitching, I'm going to be wearing my suit. So I'm not a nice guy. Right? So okay.
Afternoon, guys. This is Taunyani Dixon Ramaju. My business is GoJob. I'm with my business partner, Kinsley Motau. He couldn't make it today because of other commitments.
When you say I'm with my business partner, I'm saying Kingsley's going to appear out of the blue and say, hi, my name is Kingsley.
No. He's just caught up somewhere. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. But yeah, we're pushing our product and our business. It's GoJob. We are a recruitment application, which will be web-based. It's live at the moment. People who are listening right now, they can actually go there and check us on www.gojob.co.za. The recruitment application that you can just subscribe as an employer.
Mm-hmm.
So an employer, like as young SMEs, well-established companies, you can just put in your jobs there. And then as an employer or job seeker, you can go there and subscribe your resume with us, and then we'll link you to the perfect talent at company that's out there.
Okay,
yeah.
But now, do you charge me, because I'm on the website, do you charge me to post my job here?
At the moment, as I'm a startup company, I was only established at the 7th of January this year. I'm just going to be free for the next coming 3 months as an employer to post your jobs on my side.
Yeah.
And from there, we can start talking moolah.
Listen. Listen to this, man. Well, you wanted to say something?
No, I was gonna ask. I mean, are you gonna comment? How beautiful is that site?
Yeah. No. Definitely, I am gonna comment. In fact, good thing you've got the cable here. Where is you selling, guy?
Okay, can I just give you the website actually quite quick?
Oh, you've got a website as well?
It's on my phone.
Okay.
It's on my phone right now. It's actually ShareTribe.
Okay, you're running a business, David. You don't even know the website. Okay, why are you looking for the website? Boy, I see here it's these businesses, it's a pair of two people.
Right.
Why two?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Right? So basically, there are quite a lot of things I could share, you know, indeed, as regards the program. But we had some dropouts during the program, basically, because, you know, I mean, while you can teach entrepreneurship pretty much to anyone, it's not for everyone. Yeah. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah, it's really not for everyone. So yeah, we've had some team members dropping out, but we decided we'll support whoever is left behind, left in the program, and yeah, that's why you see them in twos.
Okay, but now let's get to this. You take on these businesses or these young individuals, because they are individuals before businesses.
Yes, exactly.
And you bring them onto the program.
Yes.
Then now they've came up with amazing ideas.
Yes.
Then afterwards, what?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking actually last week that this is not the end. I mean, Demo Day is the last day indeed of this first program here. But it's not the end for them. Of course, their businesses continue.
Okay.
And as an organization, for the next 3 months after Demo Day, we will be supporting them, just mentoring them throughout the process.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot. I mean, each team, they have their pitch decks ready. They have their financials.
Do you guys have your pitches ready?
We do. Yeah.
Should we pitch right here?
Oh, no.
No, we can start right here.
It's for pitch day. For pitch day. Yeah.
Okay, guys. And now I thought, as a business person, you need to always be ready. So I thought we were going to put it right here.
I agree with you, Teboho.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Maybe let me answer. Where are you guys from?
I come from Soweto personally.
Okay. Yeah. David?
And I'm from Johannesburg, Yeovil.
Okay. Yeah. My sisters?
I'm from Mpumalanga in a small town called Falkrest.
Oh, okay. Sister?
And I'm from Olifantsfontein.
Okay. So now let me ask you, between the two of you, how are you guys going to run this business? One is in Mpumalanga, one is here.
No, I reside in Johannesburg now, but that's where I'm from.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, my brother, where are you from?
I'm originally from the Free State, the town called Viljoenskroon.
Oh, okay.
But I now currently reside in Centurion.
Oh, okay. Kids are Kronstadt, David.
Abutuaka, we are on the same path.
Yeah, oh, yes, okay. No, definitely. So now, okay, I've opened up two websites. I want to see this cable thing. Do you guys have a website as well?
Yes, we have a website.
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe, boy, these people have got websites, and these people are new. There's businesses that are old that don't have websites. Where do these websites come from? Are you sponsoring them? How does it work?
No, so you know what? As part of the program, we actually provide a lot of resources to our young entrepreneurs. You know, there are a lot of free resources out there online that not many people know about. And if you look at, you know, some of these websites, they look absolutely beautiful, but they were actually created for free, with a free platform online. So we shared that with all of the teams, and, you know, they had to build their websites themselves.
Yeah. So now, I mean, you want to build 20 businesses in South Africa. You want to build 40 businesses in Botswana.
Yes.
You want to build 20 businesses in the Netherlands. How is this going to work?
Yeah. So it's program based, right? So this quarter we're coming out with 10 businesses.
Okay, it's like I'm looking at a ghost here, guys.
Yeah. Ghost.
Yeah. I mean, I can see this one is charging, but now it's taking power out of this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're sharing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. No, guys, this is innovative. Where did you guys do this?
We're actually importing it.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's the first in South African market.
Oh, okay. No, you know the beauty about radio. Whether it's the beauty or it's okay. But radio is theater of the mind. So I need to find a way of describing this. I've got right now a tablet and a phone in my hand, and there's a cable that has, you see, the charging ports. So you actually plug it on both phones and the tablet, or whichever, whether you have both phones or you have both tablets. So the one, now how do you actually control which one needs to be charging?
So one end of the cable will have a symbol that will indicate which one you want to charge. So you'd put the other end on the receiver and the other end to the transmitter. So you know which one is supposed to get power.
Okay. And how much is this?
That will be 60 rand.
Oh, okay. Wow. No, I like this. No, I love it. I love it. No, that's quite creative. And David, tell me.
Yes.
You said you are a B&B of travel.
Yes. Marketplace.
So, yeah. So, but now I'm in South Africa. I'm looking at your prices, dude. You're charging me in euros, my man, to go to Maboné.
No, you know what happened?
I don't know. Tell me. I'm hoping you're going to tell me and bring me up to speed what happened.
According to the platform, which we designed, actually, we're not given the currency of the ZAR.
Okay.
So while the process is going, we're actually going to correct that so that we can get a lot of domestic people to actually travel with us.
Is it? Mm-hmm. So then you know what you must do. If ever you haven't gotten the currency of the ZAR, then you must convert this.
Oh, yes, yes.
So that, because right now when you put 100 rands, 100 euros, I start multiplying.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going, no, you're ridiculous to go here, you know?
Yeah.
So then I'll go for somebody cheaper. But where else, if ever, I mean, you've done, you know, you've converted it, or you've written it, let's say, in a value of the South African rands, then it means maybe it's going to be 10 euros.
Yeah.
So then when I multiply it, then it makes sense. So in that way, you don't scare me away, because right now I'm on the website and for somebody that is listening that wants to go to the website, then it becomes a challenge. Do you see that?
Nah, yeah.
Yes. Maybe then tell me some of the destinations. I see you've got the Soweto Walk here, you've got Maboneng. Where's Tembisa, dude? You know,
we're still looking for operators to provide the service in Tembisa. So if anyone like is a tour operator in Tembisa, they actually can sign up on our platform and after they can rent out their services.
Okay. Is it for free? Is it
for free? Yes.
Okay. Where can they get hold of them? To sign up?
The Share Tribe. I mean, F-Roots. What is that again?
These people.
Email address, David.
Are they business people, though?
We are.
They are. Do you know what it is? This is. It's not live. They're still actually designing their platform.
Okay. So when is it going live?
It's going live actually on the 26th.
Then give us the URL for when it's going live. You need to...
www.afriroots.co.za.
Okay, www.afriroots.co.za.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. My brother, you and I saw her when you sell. No.
Me, I sell. I'm confident that I can sell out loud.
No.
So, yeah.
So, I see you've got a couple of jobs listed here. I run a construction and property company, and I see you've got two jobs here.
Yes.
In construction.
In construction, yes.
So, do you think, as a startup office right now, obviously you're competing with your
LinkedIn,
biz community, your LinkedIn,
your
whatever, and you're competing with free platforms.
Free.
Don't you think some of them are free
when you subscribe?
Yes. So and I know some of them they've got a number as to how many vacancies you can put for free. Then they start charging you for it.
Yeah,
I'm an employer, so I know.
I know. I'm also an employer. By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't you think? Do you think it's a good idea to start charging?
Let me just quickly say this. What we did up until the pitch day, which is this Saturday on the 25th, we validated whatever that we did.
Mm-hmm.
So I had plenty of time, which is 12 weeks, to be able to validate whatever that I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up. I did a study with LinkedIn. I did a study with Indeed. I myself, as we speak, I got to a point whereby I saw that I'm sitting with 41 CVs of people with a job that was, you know, that meaning I subscribed into their website, and then as an employer, then people started applying by not even knowing if I exist or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I know much that this kind of things, they're just there to make money, but they don't give.
So what sets you apart, though?
What sets me apart is that I will be vetting whoever will be sending their post requests. Like as you can see, that as an employer, if you will go through all the steps in my website, it will say, I will get back to you only after you have sent it my through your details. So that's where me and you will speak, and I have a database of people, and like we'll be vetting people so that we know exactly that you exist, so that we don't sell you something that's not there. Because some people, they do it and then they now post fraudulent jobs, or before you know it, they eat your money, you know, they rob you and all those things. So we come into, we've came up with a product that is just distinguished in a sense that it's safer. You know, so and the other thing that our app will also do, our feature, the feature that's also we're busy working with is that, let's say for example, me and you, we originate from the Free State, but we are in Gauteng, you know, but what our platform will do, we'll just give you the nearest relevant jobs as per your profile before you even come to take a taxi or a Gauteng to come to Joburg. You understand? So that, I mean, you cannot come for a medical doctor post in Sandton, whereas there's a medical job offer in Kroonstad.
Yeah.
So that's how it will give the nearby, you know.
Yeah, but maybe jobs. The chance I want to be out of town, guys. Come
at
on.
At the end of the day, time, conveniency, money, you know, all those things, and development, you know, it's all about
community. Maybe let me understand, what is it that you were doing before the program?
I'm a civil engineer by profession.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What were you doing before?
I'm currently studying financial accounting, doing my final year.
Oh, okay. My sister?
And I am doing a learnership here. I'm doing so many things. I'm also studying, doing my BA in communication science through UNISA.
Okay.
And I'm doing a learnership with a company called TNS. It's a stats company. They deal with research.
Oh, okay. David?
I was a student in Damlin.
Okay.
Started civil engineering diploma. Major diploma, actually. So now, yeah, I'm in the Whitebacker program.
Oh, okay.
And I'm studying at UJ. I'm doing my final year in international relations.
Mm. You guys are all students, guys. You want to make money soon, early. Yeah. No, definitely. So, but now tell me, after Whitebacker is ending on Saturday, then what are you guys going to do? Are you guys continuing with your businesses? Are you guys going to look for a job, run a job and run a business? What's the plan?
I can actually say that we're not ending. This is actually the official birth of our businesses. Because remember, when we
speak
came,
for you,
bro. Speak for you. Okay.
We are not paying you here, so you can't be speaking on behalf of people.
So, yeah, with us as GoJob, it's actually the birth of you know, what we established or what we've been, you know, creating the whole past 12 weeks. And then now we're just going to nurture it. Towards the right path, because there's a lot of funding opportunities out there that people don't know of, and we just mentioned a few, gave us a few. There's just people who are eager to invest, but they are eager to invest in things that, you know, passionate youth and ideas which are, you know, innovative, like what we did, you know. So there is opportunities out there that I think even people who are listening out there know. I know there is people who are just,
boy, we're coming, we want to hear about these opportunities. What are you going to be doing after?
Actually, this is the beginning, so from here we're working hard, putting more effort in making our businesses a success.
Nina,
I will echo them. And we have a share charge as part of a company called Jiwa Group. So there will be, it will be a diverse company. So we still have other products that we're yet to introduce to the market.
Okay.
So share charge is just the first product.
No. Boy, tell me about these opportunities that these people are referring to. Claire, now we're looking in the wrong places. Eh? So.
No. I mean, some members of our organization sort of, looked at the landscape of funding in South Africa for youth businesses, and they put together some of this research and shared with the young people. They should be the ones telling me if you've read it.
Yeah. Did you guys read it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are the opportunities, then?
There's NYDA. There's CIFA. There's
in government sectors, there's private Google sectors. Well. Yeah.
Okay. Wait. You've mentioned two. Continue, Knox.
I was saying in government sectors, private sectors as well. So there's a whole lot.
Yeah, but now what, give us one example, one government,
oh,
one private.
Name. Okay. In government for our business, it is the Department of Tourism.
Okay.
And then in the private sector, we've got your banks. There's another one I was looking into this morning. It's Sisonke funding.
Okay. And you guys?
Well, there's this group.
You're Googling now.
I'm not Googling. Okay, no, I'm looking at my screenshots. So there's South African Women's Entrepreneurs Network.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there is strategic projects funding as well.
No, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And there's also Teboho. As an investor,
you understand?
I mean, there's also Cliff, you know, Garrett Cliff. Yeah, you pitch at any time, anyway. You know?
Yeah. No, no, guys. But more than anything, I'm very proud of you guys. You guys must keep on doing the amazing work that you're doing. I started a business while I was in high school, selling cakes in school.
Wow.
You know, to eventually going out there and making a name for myself. I'm still running a business. I think it's the best decision I've ever done.
Beautiful.
I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yes.
And little did I know what it will take me out of poverty.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
You know, to be where I am.
Absolutely.
So for me, it's for me to encourage you and say, you know what, it's not going to be easy. That one of us put it out there. But at the end of the day, if only you tell yourself to say, you know what, you want to do this and you want to do this right. I'll tell you now, our country's got a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
I travel a lot. I do business in other countries as well. But let me tell you, there's no place like South Africa.
Yes.
So it's a question of you going out there knocking. Mm-hmm. They'll knock, you'll knock, they'll close those doors. Some of them, they'll even shut them in your face. Mm-hmm. For me, I always say, the more you close the door for me, it's more you angering me to create my own.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, keep on doing the amazing work that you're doing. I'm very proud of you. And when I see young people like you, I really get inspired, because for me, it reminds me that our country actually has hope.
Yes.
You know, because right now for me, I don't like to think, to other people, they say we are a lost generation. But for me, I think we are one heck of an amazing new generation.
Sure. Yeah.
And we need to show them how this thing, it's definitely done.
Yeah.
Maybe, Boy, coming back to you, how do you recruit these amazing people for them to start on the program?
Yeah, so you know, we have you know, some sort of sponsorship from Google for advertising, though.
Okay,
it's an in-kind donation, so we use that actually, you know, to just send word out there that we're recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I shared with you that actually for this round we received about 400 applications,
mm-hmm.
and we only had to pick 30 from that.
Mm.
But yeah, that's pretty much how we recruit. Yeah.
So then the recruitment processes, how do you choose them? How do you set them? I mean, for a number of 400 to downscale, obviously, it's I'm sure it must be a stringent process.
Yeah.
But I want to know as to what set these ones apart. Why what is it that they have that others didn't have?
You know, first of all, I mean, the first thing is the age, you know, that we looked at. And then at the time, at the time that we were recruiting them, we wanted them to be, you know, unemployed,
mm-hmm.
You know, which is the core of what we, you know, what we offer to young. They have to be unemployed, right?
Okay.
At the time. And I think, you know, some in our application forms, you know, there's a section where we sort of ask if they have a business idea. Not that it's a requirement to come in with an idea already, but we kind of wanted to go into their minds a little bit to kind of see what they're thinking. So just some of those things helped us choose. It wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't easy. But one thing that helped more than anything was the fact that we were focused in the Gauteng area.
Okay.
So we were able to filter out people that were outside of the Gauteng area.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
So now you said a year. How many people do you empower?
In a year.
Yeah.
In South Africa, you know, the outcome that we're looking for is 20 businesses in a year.
Okay.
And so far we have 10 coming out.
Mm.
And we continue, by the way, to look for support, you know, from various organizations so we can keep pushing our mission forward.
Mm-hmm.
We still, you know, don't really have support at the moment, you know, in terms of grants going into our organization. So we're a bit under-resourced, to be honest, but we push and do whatever we can. So, yeah.
Okay. So now, I mean, when are you running the next program?
Yeah. So the next program, we skip a quarter, right? And then the following quarter, we run the next program.
Oh, okay. So it means now you're not going to do June. You're going to only start in September.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so in June, it's a recruitment process and stuff.
Yeah. No. So we're in March now, right?
Yeah.
So there's 3 months in between, a quarter. And then the next, so June, July, would be the next program starting.
Oh, yes. No, September is actually the third quarter.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, no, definitely. But no, it's exciting work that you do. When you start recruiting, please let us know.
Absolutely.
We're not going anywhere. We're here.
Absolutely.
You know, come back, let's talk about it, and let's take the word out there so that we could have in and bring in more people.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping that you guys are going to keep these businesses running. Next time I want to have you guys on my television show. You doing amazing things, you know, so we can't be just starting businesses for the sake of starting businesses, but we want to be doing businesses that are said to be changing the world. But more than anything, I've got no doubt that you guys are ready for Saturday.
Yes.
I know that I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm going to get this big earbud so that I'm able to hear everything that you say, and I don't miss details.
Yes.
And definitely. So are the businesses, are they registered yet?
Some of the businesses are registered, actually. Any of you registered?
We started with Cipro launching of the names, and then we're still just going to be continuing with everything. But all the process has been highlighted. Mm-hmm. We know exactly what to do and what's going to happen after what.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, definitely. Boy, can you quickly give us the details for people that want to partner with you, that want to get more information going forward? Where can they get hold of you?
Yeah, I mean, on our website, indeed, we have our contact details there. So our website is www.y-beca.org, and our details are there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. www.y-beca.org is actually the website address. So, but more than anything, thank you for coming, boy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, and we're looking forward to having you again soon. I mean, I said last time we're looking forward to having you in studio, and look at voila, you know, you are here. So, but we're definitely looking forward to having you and when you guys as well. Are having amazing opportunities or having stuff, exciting stuff happening, get in touch with us. Let's have you in. We usually do industry kind of shows. So maybe when we're speaking HR, we could have you to speak of your websites. If we're having whatever, we could have. You know, you may never know who's listening. And more than anything, when you go out there, get your friends. You guys must download the Cliff Central app. Get your friends as well. We'll get you the podcast so that you send it to them. They must download as much as they can so that they listen to you and they get to hear more about what you do. You know, make it and spread it out there on social media. At the end of the day, this is, you know, a country that we're all fighting for. Hence, this show, it's definitely a show that is set to be bringing people that are doing amazing things and definitely powering future entrepreneurs. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Deborah Mafodi. This is all that we had for you today. Catch us again next time for another exciting installment of 360 Biz. It's me and the amazing people. I'm out.
Cliffcentral.com.